2 years in a row, great openings. And it was electric tonight, wasn't it, with this crowd?
The stadium was unbelievable. I mean, you could feel it coming out. Some of the players, even some of the coaches. I mean, even when the crowd was just beginning to enter the stadium, you could just feel you could cut it with a knife right from the get-go.
And the thing with Art Modell and Monday Night Football, it just seemed everything came together.
Right. Well, I thought the Art Modell piece was touching. I mean, I had a huge lump in my throat. And then Michael Phelps ran out, and the crowd was, the announcements were, the introductions were incredible. The only regret I probably for the whole night was the reemergence of the Stan White curse.
The score right before half. So John has a little bit of edge to him coming off, but that's just the way it is. That's football, isn't it? The offensive line. I know you kept it a secret. Things were leaking out here and there, but
I want to know where those leaks are coming from.
I can tell you, but they'd kill me. But what about Ramon Harwood? That was the big surprise. When did that disappear? Because it seemed like he had never played tackle, and if I'm wrong, I don't think he's ever practiced a week before a game before.
Right. Well, we did that about a week and a half ago. We started looking at it, and he's really done a nice job. As soon as he got healthy, we kind of noticed every time he was in there, he did well. He made some mistakes. He had some technique issues, but he's fast. He's athletic, and we just think his upside is so good. And that's nothing to do with the other two guys. I mean, Bobby and Brian have had really good camps too. I just talked to those guys. We've got to find a way to get all of our linemen on the field. We may be blessed right now, with some super depth, and we need to play those guys.
Yeah, you do have a lot of linemen, especially with Osemele being able to hold. I mean, everybody held up tonight, but you got two rookies starting.
Right. Well, K.O. held up at right tackle, which is tough, and they've got some excellent edge rushers, and he seemed fine. He just, stayed within himself, had excellent technique, nice sets, timely punch. He's got long arms, big hands. He's really, he plays hard. And then Ramon, he's got some athleticism for a big man inside there. You don't expect a guy that long to be able to bend the way he does, and he did a real nice job.
And sure, nice, the offense, really. I mean, was that why you decided? You usually defer. You decided to take the ball tonight. Was that the aggressive offensive thinking?
Yeah, more than anything, it's probably a statement. I mean, the funny thing was that they took advantage of the fact that, we like to do that. We like to, what we call, sandwich the half, score at the end of the half and take the ball and try to score at the beginning of the second half. We think that's a good strategy for us, but we wanted to show our confidence in our offense, and Joe was pretty much clamoring for it, so we took the ball.
Yeah, plus Cam Cameron, he's got some criticism over the when you got some weapons, it sure makes you smart, doesn't it?
Well, exactly right. Now, I think Cam deserves a ton of credit for the way he called the game, and the offensive coaches have done a great job. It's always a team effort. It's always a team effort. Cam will be the first to take the blame and the last to take the credit, and I think he deserves a lot of credit.
And that's what makes him a great guy.
That's right.
That's right. Thanks, John. Congratulations again.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate
it. Okay.